الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصواجه وذرياته وبارك وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا كثيرًا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما من دابة في الأرض إلا على الله رزقها ويعلم مستقرها ومستودعها كل في كتاب مبين. صدق الله العظيم. Honorable Ulama Kiram, respected elders and brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created man with needs. When a child is born, the immediate needs of the child is food, clothing, and shelter. The child is completely helpless, has no power to provide for himself or herself these needs. Allahu alladhi khalaqakum min du'af. Allah is that being who has created you in a state of total helplessness. So the child is unable to provide for himself or herself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who was the being that was providing the nourishment for that same child in the womb of the mother, at such a time that man, despite our scientific progress, despite all our achievements, we've reached the moon, we're targeting Mars. But despite all of that, this is such a time that no person, nobody, absolutely nobody, can provide nourishment for the child in the womb of the mother. So that same Allah who provided for the child in the womb of the mother, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the means and arrangements for the food of the child even before the child is born. The bosom of the mother, prior to conception, before she fell pregnant, there was no sign or trace of milk. But when the mother conceived the child, months before the child could be born, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already made the arrangement for the food of the child. Like that, the clothing, the shelter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created that concern and care and compassion in the hearts of the parents, that even more important than their own comfort is the comfort of the child. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala arranges the needs and provides the rizq to that newborn baby. Now as time passes and man progresses in life, we tend to forget this reality. We tend to forget the reality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was the being that provided for us in the wombs of our mothers. And Allah has provided for us the moment our eyes open in this world. Who taught that infant how to suckle, how to draw the milk? So man begins to forget this reality that Allah is the Raziq. Allah is the sustainer. That whatever I have, whatever I am eating, the clothing that I wear, the shelter that I enjoy, every single thing has been granted to me by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us time and again in the Quran about this reality. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. That all reciters of the Quran, leave alone that baby, that child. Every single creature on the surface of this earth. وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. Every single creature on the surface of this earth, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is providing for that creature. And how? وَيْهَا وَمُسْتَوْدَعَهَا. Allah knows the permanent abode, the permanent residence of every... Allah knows the temporary residence of every creation. In this world, if someone has to say that he to provide for you, I will send you your food, your groceries every month. If perchance in a certain month we decide to go somewhere, for in order for our groceries to reach us, the person doesn't know that we've gone out, we're not at home. We will have to make arrangements, tell him in advance that this month I won't be here. Can you kindly send my groceries to me in a certain place? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when it comes to Allah, Allah will provide the rizq for every creation. Allah knows where that creation is also. Permanent residence Allah knows. Temporary residence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. Kullun fi kitabin mubin. Allah says everything in written in the book. We hear on a Friday Jumu'ah, wa inna nafsan lan tamuta hatta tastakmila rizqaha. We know that a person cannot die before his time. But what does a khatib remind us every single week? That just as a person cannot die before his time, a person cannot die before completing his rizq that Allah has written for him. Kullun fi kitabin mubin. Everything has already been preordained, predestined. The rizq and the rozi of each and every person. So this is the reality that every single thing that we enjoy and we have, it is only the gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a sole provider. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this world a place of asbab, a place of means. And this is part of the test of this world. That we have to adopt the means to acquire our rizq, but at the same time we have to have our iman. We cannot forget that that rizq and that sustenance has come to me not by my effort, not by me adopting that means. But it is only the decision and the gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this world a place of means. We have two types of means. One are the outward means of acquiring the rizq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What we may term as asbab-e zahira. So of acquiring that rizq that Allah has already written to work. A person is buying and selling. Someone is engaged in farming, agriculture. So these are all the apparent means to draw that rizq that Allah has written. But there is another set of real means, the haqiqi asbab, the real means of drawing and getting that rizq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that rizq that we will acquire through these many rizq that will be full of barakah and blessings. Yes, a person may adopt only the asbab-e zahira, the outward means of acquiring rizq. He will get whatever is written, whatever is ordained will come to him. But is that rizq good for him? Is that wealth beneficial for him? Or is it like how the pious person explained, that when a person has a rat, a mouse in the house, then when he wants to catch and trap that mouse, then he buys expensive cheese, lovely cheese, beautiful taste, and he puts that cheese for that rat. Now the rat goes to have that cheese, and before the rat knows it, the rat is caught in a trap, and that is the end of the rat. The person only adopts the outward means. Yes, what is written will come. But the question we need to ask, are we becoming like that rat? The way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving, but what He is giving us is not good for us. What He is giving us is taking us away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one narration, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, a very severe warning, but Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, when a person sees the favors of Allah upon him increasing, he sees the gifts of Allah increasing, but he does not see his life, he does not see himself becoming closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he must be careful. Then he must be careful, because then it is possible that his example is like that rat, that Allah, so that he forgets about Allah. Allah is giving him so that he forgets about the hereafter. Allah is giving him so that he forgets about the reality of going into the grave, the reality of accountability. حتى إذا فتحنا عليهم أبواب كل شيء. Allah says many a times, the disbelievers, we open our doors, we give them and we give them so much of comforts and luxuries. It's foolish for us to envy them. Because Allah says, that I am giving them so that they forget about the hereafter. They forget about Allah. And then when they are engrossed in the enjoyment of their life, all of a sudden, death pays them a visit. And that is the end of everything. So we have one set of means which are the outward means, which we have to adopt. Allah has made it such. And there is another set of means which are the real means to acquire the rizq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with barakah and blessings. Now before I go on to those means, few of those means in the light of Quran and Hadith, it is very important, especially in today's climate, when there is so much of uncertainty, the economy is unpredictable locally, globally, so many things are happening, continuous rising cost of inflation, it is natural that people become worried. But a mu'min, a believer, will never allow that worry and concern to make him despondent and depressed. Because a mu'min believes, understands, remembers and realizes that it is not me that is providing, it is Allah that is providing for me. A person can only fall into despondency and depression, whether it is with regards to his wealth, or whether it is with regard to any condition that has befallen him. A person will only fall into depression when he has lost sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has focused on his own energy, his own power, his own means. I'm jammed. What am I going to do? How am I going to come out of this predicament? He can't think of a way to get out. Why? Because he's focused on his own limitations. But a mu'min focuses on the unlimited treasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He focuses on the unlimited power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in these types of conditions, a mu'min doesn't become despondent. He doesn't become depressed. Sahaba radiallahu anhum came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Narration of Abu Dawud Sharif. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ghala si'r. Ghala si'r fasa'ir lana. O Nabi of Allah, the prices of commodities are rising. Things have gone expensive. So, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, can't you regulate the prices? Can't you regulate the prices that merchants cannot sell anything? What did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam respond? Every word of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has to be inscribed on our hearts in gold. But just look at how real the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and how it applies to us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, oh my sahaba, in some narrations, adu'u, I will make dua, I won't regulate the price. Inna Allah huwa al-musa'ir. Oh my sahaba, it is Allah that is making things expensive. It is Allah that makes things cheap. Al-qabid al-basit. Allah decreases risk. Allah increases the risk. So in other words, oh my sahaba, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Go back to that being who is in control of the markets. A mu'min doesn't think that if there is war here, then this will happen to me here. No, a mu'min believes that everything is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will place my needs before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Back to what we are saying. Means that Allah has commanded us to adopt. It is a command of Allah. We have to make an effort. But these are the outward means to acquire risk. The real means to acquire rizq from Allah with barakah and blessings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. Whoever fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whoever inculcates and brings within him the quality of taqwa. What is taqwa? The long and short of taqwa is to fulfill the commands of Allah and to leave all those things that Allah has prohibited us from. That same Allah who has given me that wealth, I will use that wealth as He wants me to use that wealth. The same Allah who has given me health, my body, my eyes, etc. I will use that and I will not do those things which Allah has prohibited me from. That is the long and short of taqwa. خَلِّ الذُّنُوبَ صَغِيرَهَا وَكَبِيرَهَا ذَاكَ التُّقَى. Leave out all type of sins. This is the gist of taqwa. So وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ. Whoever does what Allah has commanded, leaves out what Allah has prohibited, Allah's promise. وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Allah says, Allah will make an exit for him. Malik al-Ashja'i radiallahu anhu, according to some narrations, he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with a complaint. Not with a complaint, with his need, with his condition. O Nabi of Allah, I have so many dependents, so many people to take care of, and I'm poor, I can't manage. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to him, Malik, isbir wa taqillah. Be patient and adopt taqwa. Sometime thereafter, his son gets captured by the disbelievers. He's imprisoned. They tie him up with leather straps. Father comes and narrates, this what happened to my son. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, tell your son to continuously, send a message to him somehow, to continuously recite, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There is no power and might. Nothing can happen. No power to do good. No power to leave out evil. Nothing can happen without the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So his son begins reciting continuously. His own narration, he says, one day, all of a sudden, unexpectedly, those leather straps break. As he escapes, as he leaves that where he was imprisoned, he jumps on a horse, on a camel, and he begins moving in the direction of Medina Munawwara. He passes a pasture. He sees so many camels. He shouts out and he makes a noise. Those camels begin following him. And there he comes to Medina Munawwara with a whole herd of camels. Father goes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, narrates the entire incident. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals this ayah, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Whoever adopts taqwa, Allah will make an exit for him. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. And Allah will grant him risk from avenues that he cannot fathom and imagine. Miqdad bin Aswad radiallahu anhu goes out of Medina Munawwara for some need. Whilst he's sitting at a certain place, he sees a rat coming out from a hole with a gold coin, a dinar in its mouth. It comes before him and drops the dinar. He observes, the rat goes back into the hole, comes again with a second dinar, second gold coin, goes back, third, fourth, 10th, 15, 17 gold coins. Then the rat goes back in the hole and comes back with a red little bag, a purse, and drops that purse, telling Miqdad bin Aswad that now the dinars, the gold coins are finished. There's nothing missed, those 17. And he comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes dua for him that Allah grant you barakat in that wealth. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. So the first thing to get that risk with barakah is to follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Second very important thing which ahadith teach us is to be punctual on our salah. Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. That O Prophet of Allah, O Rasul of Allah, not only you yourself, but command and encourage and command your family members as well to perform the salah. Something for us to reflect upon. You yourself, in order for us to command the next person, we first have to be punctual. So be punctual on your salah. Command your family members. وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. and be punctual on your salah. The very next ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقًا نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكَ. We are not asking you to provide your own risk. Oh Ibn Adam, oh man, oh reciter of Quran, it is foolish for you to think that if I'm going to go for my salah, I will get less money. I will earn less. The reality is opposite. If I don't go for my salah, I will earn less. نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكُ. We will give you a risk. Risk with barakah, with blessings. Ibn Kathir rahimahullah says, إِذَا أَقَمْتَ الصَّلَاةِ. What this ayah means, when we perform our salah, as we ought to perform our salah, then Allah will take care of our risk and our rozi. All the salahs are important, but especially the fajr salah, the salat of fajr. Many sahaba radiallahu anhum have narrated the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, بُورِكَ لِأُمَّتِي فِي بُكُورِهَا. That Allah has placed barakah and blessings for my ummah in the early mornings. In one narration, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua, Allahumma barik li ummati fi bukuriha. Oh Allah, grant barakah and blessings to my ummah in the early part of the morning. One occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes after Fajr Salah. Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, after performing her Fajr Salah, perhaps she was tired, so she went to sleep, she went to lie down. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes to her, and with his mubarak feet, places his mubarak foot on her leg, and says, Ya Bunayya, oh my beloved daughter, Qumi, wake up, washhadi rizqa rabbik, wala takuni min al-ghafilin. This is not the time for you to be in sleep and slumber. This is the time when your Rabb is distributing the risk of his servants. Engage yourself in that time, in those a'mal, in those actions, in those deeds that will bring your risk. Performing salah, making dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making istighfar. فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا. Quran says, make istighfar. Allah will send rains. Allah will bless you with children. Allah will bless you with wealth. Allah will give you gardens. Time to recite Durood Sharif. So many a'mal. So firstly, we spoke about taqwa. Second is punctuality on salah. Third is istighfar. And fourth, time has run out. There are many more things. But fourthly, I will just share this last point. Be kind, considerate, obedient to our parents and to our family members. In the riwayat of Musnad Ahmad, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَنْ سَرَّهُ أَن يُمَدَّ لَهُ فِي عُمُرِهِ. Person who wants to enjoy a good life, and وَيُزَادَ فِي رِزْقِهِ, and he wants to enjoy an abundance of good risk, risk with barakah and blessings. فَلْيَبِرَّ وَالِدَيْهِ وَلْيَسِلْ رَحِمَهِ. Maintain his family ties. He must, no matter what the situation be, he must never ever break and sever family relations with anyone. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, grant us risk with barakah. And may Allah grant us the tawfiq to fulfill all these things that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillah.